What's up, Facebook? How are you guys all doing? Hope you guys all have an amazing morning, night, afternoon. I don't know where you guys are all at, but you guys are all over the world, so it's awesome. Gonna wait a couple seconds, get this all on here so I can actually see what questions. So you guys are all jumping on late. If not, this is where we're gonna be doing, this is where all the questions are gonna come from for the live Q&A tonight at 5:30. So drop your questions below and I will come back and answer all of them tonight at 5:30 for the live Q&A. Arizona time, remember that. Right now it is 10:26. If that helps anybody out with time difference, or just look it up on Google. Trying to wait for that to pop up, see, there it is. All right, so was working. All right, let's get right into this. So why low carb and keto work so well compared to other different ways of losing weight, of different nutrition or diets or whatnot? I hate calling it a diet, but there's a reason why this works so well. And when people are trying to drop that weight and why everybody else is dropping weight so quickly while doing low carb or keto, it's because it's controlling insulin. You're controlling your blood sugars. When you're controlling your blood sugars, when you're controlling insulin, you're able to keep on burning fat all day long and throughout the night because you're not taking in carbs and sugars. You're not giving your body a chance to spike that blood sugar to have insulin come in. The hormone, insulin's a hormone, no one knows that. So it's a hormone and it comes back and regulates that blood sugar to put it back down. So what's happening is when that happens, you're not burning fat at that point. So that's why it's very important to control insulin. And the best way to do that is not take in carbs and sugars. So basically doing the keto or low carb diet. So that is why this works so well. But there was a question on here. I was gonna ask that question or whatnot. Jennifer Wright, I don't know why I just hate calling it a diet. That's the problem. A lot of people will get the results, hit their goal, and then they're like, how do I keep this weight off? Don't go back to the way you were eating. What made you overweight in the first place? Other ways of people are, you can always do the whole 6 times a day or 3 times a day too, but there's a reason why we've all been told to eat 6 times a day, because we're taking in carbs and sugars. So if we're eating 6 times a day, because what's going to happen is if we eat the way we used to with all the carb loaded food and had 3 meals, so you got breakfast, you wake up, blood sugar is super low, super leveled, and then you have breakfast, high carb breakfast. You have a huge spike in blood sugar. So your insulin spikes at that point. You're not burning fat. And then throughout the day, we don't eat again. So let's say we had breakfast at 6 o'clock. So we don't eat again until like 1 or 12. Our blood sugar is all the way back down again, and we're super hungry. And then we spike it again at 12 or 1 o'clock. So you had another spike here, huge jumps here, come back down, don't have dinner till about 6 to 7, have another carb loaded dinner, big spike there. So you have 3 huge spikes of insulin, your blood sugars are through the roof. And what's happening is these are all the points where you're absolutely not losing weight and you have to regulate all that back down. It's the old way of eating all the carb loaded foods and only doing 3 meals. So why did everybody start telling us to do 6 meals a day and snacking? So we're still eating the carb, high carb foods or whatnot, still eating all the crap. So now we have breakfast. And then 2.5 hours later, it comes back down. And then now we have a snack. See the difference here? You're not having those huge spikes. Come back down, you have lunch. And then come back down, have another snack, come back down, and then now you got dinner. So it's more leveled when you're eating 6 meals or 6 snacks, you're just eating every 2.5, 3 hours. But you're taking in all those carbs and stuff, but you're able to regulate the blood sugar. So if you're doing the complex carbs, so complex carbs are gonna be like your brown rice, your sweet potatoes, not white potatoes. So basically the non-starchy stuff, it's a fast carb that are non, so getting confusing for you guys. Sorry, going in depth now.
But basically, doing it this way, the six meals a day, this is why it works, because you control your insulin throughout the day. But who has time to eat six meals a day? I don't even have time to eat six meals a day. I only eat three. And why can't I have three meals and still absolutely drop that fat off the body? Because I'm not taking in carbs and sugars. It's the key, controlling blood sugar. So I wake up around 9. I know, it's really rough. So wake up around 9, and then I'll have my coffee, yada yada, nothing, no calories, still going. And then till about 11, when I'm gonna be done with this, I'm gonna go slam a shake real quick. It's less than 2 grams of carbs, so there's no blood sugar spike. And it's 50 grams of protein. Doesn't cause insulin spikes, people. So, still there. Not having a huge spike. And then coming back down, working out, go to the gym. And then my second meal of the day, we can call it lunch, I guess. It's gonna be around 2. So I'm gonna have green bean. What do I got? I got chicken breasts. I'll probably do chicken breast, green beans, Italian dressing, and some cheese. Less than 10 grams of carbs right there. Not gonna have that huge spike. I'm gonna give it a little bump because there's some carbs in the green beans. Coming back down, and then dinner, same thing. I'm still eating 3 meals a day. The little humps, but the blood sugar is completely leveled. I'm not giving my body a chance to have an insulin spike. So that's why I can get away with 3 meals a day, because I'm not taking in those carbs and sugars. That's why keto and low carb work so well. But if you want to take in those complex carbs, it's okay to do. Just surround them around your workout, especially if you guys are working out, you're having a hard time getting your calories in. But if you're taking in high fatty meats, you really shouldn't have a hard time getting your calories in. Like a fat ribeye steak is going to be 800 calories. You can portion size it to get the right amount of calories for that meal. So that is why it works so well. But if, like I said, if you're going to take it, it's like there was a question last night in the live Q&A about, you're in a meeting, Susan? No problem. What's up, Sandra? How are you? I hope you're not working right now and watching this. So if you're going to, like last night they asked about bread. So I love the Dave's Killer bread. The thin sliced. It's literally gonna be half the amount of carbs than one whole normal size slice of Dave's bread. They have the thin slices. Check it out, look it up, you can find them. It's 12 grams of carbs in the one slice. So you can make a sandwich with that, load it up with your meat, cheeses, close it up. It's only 12 grams and you've got your fiber in there. If you want to do your whole net carbs or whatever, like I said, I don't do that. That's 12 grams. So I'll surround it around my workout. So if I want to, you can throw in some peanut butter with that one piece. And now you got a little bit more carbs. But if you do have a chance to spike insulin, you're around your workout. You're going to burn that off really quickly to where you're going to be so insulin sensitive to where it's not going to be stored as fat. You're actually going to be using it as fuel. And that question earlier with the other trainer, she was talking about it, and she said that other trainers are telling you need carbs and sugar, you need the carbs for fuel. The thing is when you're doing keto, your body's gonna actually start using your own fat and your calories you're taking in as fuel. So if you can still do it, you can still get the results, but you just gotta be really conscious of the amount of carbs you're taking in. Like there's so many people, there's bodybuilders, everybody doing those bikini shows and stuff like that. They're taking in carbs and stuff. They're calculating it, they're tracking it, they're super honed in, they prep all their meals, they know exactly what's in it. And that's why they can do it, because they know what they're eating. But for everyday people who don't have time to do that, it makes it so much more complicated. You literally just get your carbs from your veggies and take in the high fatty meats and you're putting the oils in and the butters and stuff like that. You're gonna be able to get better results because it's not as complicated. That's why I love keto and low carb. Everything is so much more simple. You don't have to go all the way in depth on it. You literally, if your plate is loaded with veggies and meats, high fat meats, you're fine. Just measure the portions out on the meat and you will hit the calories that you need to do, because you do not want to deplete. So that's why keto, low carb works so well, because you don't have to stress out over your insulin spikes. So you're eating carbs all day long and every meal, you have a chance for that insulin to be spiked. And when the insulin spikes, you're not burning fat at that point. I do keto and I lift. Brittany, I'm answering your question right now, so hopefully you're watching. So I lift and I do low carb. Like I said, I'm around 20 grams of all carbs, not net.
and I'm fine during my workouts. I can do cardio on them as long as I'm taking enough calories. So like last night, I took an Orange Theory class and I burned over 1,000 calories. So I knew with that I had to take in more calories because my calories are 2,400. I just burned 1,000. I didn't put into account for that. So now I'm gonna go make up that 1,000 calories because the 2,400, so 2,400 is what my calories should be for weight loss without doing cardio. But since I did that workout, literally minus 1,000 calories, so now I'm only down to 1,400 of what I took in the 2,400. So I had to go make that up. I'm only showing you guys this because this number is off of what I normally do every day without cardio. So if I did cardio, I'd be around 3,000 calories to still lose weight, but not go under 30%. But that's it. Literally, why low carb keto works so well. Eating 6 times a day works as well too when you're taking the carbs because you're controlling that blood sugar. That's the whole point of all of this with how to lose weight is how to control the blood sugars. That's key to it. You control blood sugars, you will drop weight as long as you hit your calories. I cannot stress that enough. But make sure you guys drop your questions below. Brittany, glad you're watching. So yeah, definitely drop your guys' comments below now. All your questions. This is going to be the feed where all the questions come in, and I'll be able to answer them later tonight, 5:30, Arizona time, 5:35. So make sure you guys tune in, and you guys jump on late or whatnot. It's totally fine. You can rewatch the entire thing. Just make sure to drop a like or a comment. I know you watched it. And don't forget to share. Invite your friends into the group so they can start to understand how to really drop those pounds so they're not in all these other groups with the blind leading the blind. That's why I created this one. But you guys can go to my blogs as well. I break all this stuff down as simple as possible on there as well. Just FullertonNutrition.com. Go over to the menu bar, go down to the Fullerton Nutrition Daily, and it will all be there. So other than that, guys, thank you guys all for watching. I'm going to start doing these every day, a lunch and learn around 10:30, 10 o'clock. And this is where everyone will drop their questions for the live Q&A for that night. Bringing you guys as much value as possible. My whole goal is to make it so everyone understands how to lose weight. Here's another thing. You guys get all this information, and you guys are reading all these books. You guys are doing all reading all this stuff on all these YouTube videos, getting all this information. You got to start. Don't be afraid of it. Just start by tracking your calories. That's all I would ask is just start by tracking your calories and watch those carbs and sugars, and you'll start to see those results. If you don't start, you're never going to know where you could be. Start today. Start on your next meal. Don't wait for a Monday. I don't know why Monday is the national I'm going to start my new eating. But other than that, have an amazing day. Seriously, thank you guys so much for being in this group and watching the live. I appreciate it. My energy feeds off you guys. Without your questions, without you guys in your engagement, I wouldn't be able to do this because I would just be talking to myself. But other than that, have an amazing day and remember your why.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.